Mike.
Hey, Vicky. How's it going?
Not bad. How about you?
Never been better.
Oh, this is my roommate, Oksana. She's from Ukraine. Oksana, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Oksana. Nice meeting you.
Let's hear the conversation one more time slowly. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Vicky. How's it going?
Not bad. How about you?
Never been better.
Oh, this is my roommate, Oksana. She's from Ukraine. Oksana, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Oksana. Nice meeting you.
So, Daniel, where did you go to college?
I went to college at UCI, the University of California, Irvine.
Irvine, is that near Disneyland?
That's right. It's in Orange County, also known as the OC. How about you, Jesse? Where did you go to college?
I went to UCLA, that is, the University of California, Los Angeles. And I also went to ICU, the International Christian University in Japan.
You must have met a lot of international students at those schools.
Yeah, I met a lot.
Any from Ukraine?
No, but actually there was a student at my high school who was from Ukraine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you know that Roxana from RussianPod101.com is from Ukraine?
I didn't, actually.
Yeah, me neither. I just found out today.
Interesting. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first phrase is...
Never been better.
A phrase to show that your health and situation are very good.
Never been better. Never been better.
The next word is...
Roommate.
A person living in the same room, apartment, or house.
Roommate. Roommate.
The next word is...
This.
A person, thing, or idea that is present or near.
This. This.
The last phrase is...
Nice to meet you.
A polite phrase used when introduced to someone.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
In the previous lesson, we looked at how to ask about someone's health using how are you doing and how's it going. We also looked at a few ways to answer these questions. One way was not bad, which we used again in this conversation. In this lesson, we were also introduced to another way to answer the questions. Never been better. Never been better is an expression that means great or very good. It's short for, I've never been better than now. It's like saying, this is the best feeling in my life. Let's see an example. Imagine that I just won the lottery. Jesse, please ask me how I'm doing.
Okay. Daniel, how's it going?
Never been better. I just won the lottery.
That's great. Now you can buy me lunch.
Well, okay. As you can see, never been better is a fun expression that will impress your English-speaking friends if you use it. So try it out.
Sounds good.
Jesse, what's the next phrase?
The next phrase we will look at in this lesson is nice to meet you. Nice to meet you is a polite, set expression used when you are introduced to someone. Usually, after the introduction, the first person will say, nice to meet you, and the second person will usually say, nice to meet you too. And even though this expression is polite, it is often used in casual situations too. Daniel, what other expressions do we have?
In this lesson, the second speaker, Mike, uses a different expression, nice meeting you. This expression has the same meaning as nice to meet you, but it sounds a little more casual. It is short for, it is nice meeting you, or it was nice meeting you. Be sure to try these expressions when you introduce someone or are introduced.
Definitely. Okay, let's look at the grammar point for this lesson. The focus of this lesson is the words this and that.
This and that are called determiners. They are used to make clear which objects are being talked about, especially when there is more than one choice. They can be used on their own, without the nouns they modify, kind of like he, she, and it. This is used to talk about objects that are close by, And that is used to talk about objects that are not so close by and are a little far away. The phrase, this is so-and-so, is used as a formula when introducing people to each other.
Right. So-and-so is where you would put the person's name. Here's an example that was used in the dialogue. This is my roommate, Oksana.
Vicky said that to Mike, didn't she?
That's right. We also heard, Oksana, this is Mike.
Vicky said that to Oksana. In a future lesson, we will take a look at how you use that to talk about someone who is not near the speakers.
Yes, we will. Now let's look at a language tip.
In English-speaking countries, the use of gestures is very important. In America, when we introduce someone saying, this is so-and-so, we often will point at the person that we are introducing as we say the person's name. Usually, this gesture is done with the palm of the hand facing up and with all fingers touching each other.
Using this gesture when introducing someone will look very natural. Well, that just about does it for today. See you next time.
Bye.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Vicky. How's it going?
Not bad. How about you?
Never been better.
Oh, this is my roommate, Oksana. She's from Ukraine. Oksana, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Oksana. Nice meeting you.